The Pentagon has revealed that between 1964 and 1968, nerve and biological agents were sprayed on ships and their crews as part of an experiment. Documents show that 6 tests were conducted in the Pacific Ocean to discover how fast poisons could be detected and dispersed and whether protective gear and decontamination procedures worked. One of the men who participated in the tests is Lieutenant Jack Alderson.
I was the officer in charge of the 5 Army light tugs that were used as the target vessels during the tests. The LTs would go alongside the mothership, the Granville S. Hall, and pick up monkeys that were the test subjects. And they would then sail out in the Central Pacific with lots of sea room around. The tugs would take position and after nightfall put the monkeys in cages outside. The crew would go inside and set up a citadel, and then the Marine Corps would take off from Johnson Island, fly out there, and squirt cloud that would then drift down over the test range. On the tug itself, there were sensors to measure the amount of agent that was coming down in the cloud, and there were leaks. At the end of the test time, the crew would go outside, move the monkeys to a storage area, decontaminate the exterior of the vessel. Then they would come back, they would stand outside of a decon door, they would strip off their clothes, put their clothes inside a GI can, fire a container of ethylene oxide in to take care of the clothes. They would then go through the decon chamber, shower, and to the interior of the vessel.
And decon means decontamination.
Decontamination, yes. The tug would then get underway, transfer the test subjects that were exposed to the mother vessel, the Granville S. Hall. We would pick up new test subjects and prepare for the next night's test.
Were you wearing protective gear at all?
No. The crews that went to exterior and did the decontamination wore cotton coveralls and gas masks.
Did you give your permission to be part of these tests?
We were ordered in.
Did you know you were a target?
Yes.
Were you told it would be safe?
Oh, yes. We were told what the tests were. We were told why we were ordered in there. We were told that we were a specially selected group.
Were you told, though, that you would be safe from harm from these experimental gases?
We were inoculated against the biological hazards. And we had the faith in the Navy and our Medical Service Corps people that we had the best possible protection and solutions to the problems as with the science of that day. In other words, we had faith in the Navy was going to look out for us.
Jack Alderson, thank you so much.
You're entirely welcome.
Jack Alderson brought his story to his congressman, Mike Thompson of California, 3 years ago. He said he was in contact with other former sailors who had participated in the same tests and that many of them were having health problems. Mandy Kenney is Representative Thompson's deputy legislative director. She says that in addition to the 6 tests described by the Pentagon, there may be as many as 107 more tests involving many more sailors.
We talked to Department of Defense, and we asked them to give us a timeline of exactly how long it would take them to go through the paper files, to find all these tests, to decide which ones were conducted. And they told us that it would be about a year that they would need to get through all of this material. This material is all over the place. It's throughout the United States. So we'd like to make sure they know that it's a priority and it needs to be done quickly.
The bottom line is to get in touch with as many surviving crew members and those who would have served in these tests during that time?
Absolutely. That's been the purpose all along. The Department of Veterans Affairs sent out 600 letters this week to the first group of veterans who we knew about from the first 3 fact sheets that we were received. So it's a step in the right direction, but certainly we could be talking in the thousands and in terms of the number of service members who were on board these ships. There are individuals who are coming to us and saying, you know, they have respiratory problems, they have unusual cancers, and we know that some of these substances used could have caused respiratory problems or in some rare cases cancer also.
Mandy Kenney, Deputy Legislative Director for Representative Mike Thompson, talking to us about the Defense Department's spraying of nerve and biological agents on Navy personnel as part of experiments in the 1960s.